Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibrations Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Station.
Tried to keep myself upon my little island.
This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. And this is Bourgeois Speedball.
Where I was standing. But if it's all right with you, I would like. Stay a little while. If it's all right with you, I could stay here.
Welcome to the studio. This is the show where we raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. Broadcasting from the beautiful Sherman Oaks, California, we have the one and only Bourgeois Speedball live in the studio with us today. What a blessing. Bourgeois Speedball, just to give you guys a bit of a background, originated in Santa Cruz, California. Up and coming, if you live in Santa Cruz, you've definitely heard of them. If you're on your way, you'll definitely hear of them. It's my pleasure, my honor, to welcome to the studio Bourgeois Speedball. How are you guys doing today?
Super good.
Doing fantastic. Great. Thanks for having us.
You guys feeling the high vibrations?
Super high.
Yeah, so if you look in the ceiling, you're going to notice a bunch of colors swirling. That tends to happen here on the vibration station. A lot of energy, a lot of good vibes. It starts to become transparently visible, if you know what I'm saying. A lot like music, do you know what I mean? A lot like what we're trying to do here. So Santa Cruz is known for being kind of an activist community, right? Like they definitely, when they come together, they come together and they want to make a change for the better, and they're always doing something for the people that are involved, and the people that are conscious of these types of things are constantly investing themselves, whether it be financially or energetically through music or art or whatever, in making these changes. Now, from my understanding, Bourgeois Speedball isn't just some band of guys that came together and was like, "Oh, let's just make some music and see what happens." No, you guys have a motive, right? You have a principle, you have a purpose, right? Just like every great thing, it's not necessarily what, it's how. You know what I mean? And it's how you're doing it for, and it's what you're doing it for, but it's not necessarily obviously it is for the music, but not just for the music. There's a symbolic message behind everything you guys do. Am I right? What would you say this is? What would you say that you guys are trying to portray in your music?
Definitely. I mean, I think Santa Cruz for us was a really good learning experience, introduction into more radical politics of
right.
people who are interested in social justice. And sort of organizing around sort of changing the status quo, both,
right.
In the university, making the university more accessible to people who are lower income, undocumented students and things like that. And so we've been involved in struggles around the university, around anti-austerity measures, fighting tuition hikes, things like that. And so those sort of struggles and experiences are reflected in the lyrical content and
our
musical things.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. I've been listening to your guys' music recently, and I love it, man. I just like it's super different than anything that I've heard. Obviously, it's you guys don't strike me to be the type that would necessarily try to parallel the mainstream feel, but I mean it couldn't be anything further from the brainwashing stuff that we're all used to on the radio. But there's always, there's always true. There's really like there's truth to what you guys do, and there's truth to what you guys are saying. And being young and part of the part of the younger generation that in the next 10, 15, 20 years is going to be responsible for the political foundation of our society. It's wonderful that at this age we're coming together and realizing that there is opportunity for change, that there is opportunity for growth, and I think that's really powerful. Also, music. If you guys tune into the Vibration Station, you know that we talk a lot about the power of music. The power of sending a message through music and really getting momentum in consciousness through playing music. So how long ago did you guys decide to start playing music? How long ago was it was it Bourgeois Speedball time? Very first run.
It was, I'd say, around January, sometime.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, Danny and I had been playing music for 2 years
okay.
before this.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow. But, I mean, this current incarnation of, this project didn't begin until about January, so.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And how long had each of you been playing music prior? By the way, in Bourgeois Speedball, we have, does everybody want to introduce themselves to my right? We have Danny.
I'm Danny.
How you
That's
doing?
That's my voice.
Absolutely.
I'm doing absolutely good.
I'm Daniel.
And we have Daniel.
And I'm Ian.
And we have Ian, right? And then we have another member of the band that is currently joining us via consciousness outside of the studio.
Yeah, that's Sven.
Sven. Yeah. And so how long have you guys individually been playing music prior to coming together? And on top of that, how long have you guys been playing music for political change, for a political purpose, if that makes sense?
Yeah. Well, for me, there's no real distinction between music, art, politics, community, organizing, activism.
Nice.
All of those things blur together so much mm-hmm. that they're virtually indistinguishable, and participating in one, if it's going to be meaningful, is participating in all of them.
Yeah, nice.
So yeah, but I've been playing music for 10 years now.
Wow.
10 years or so.
Daniel, so yeah. Daniel, you've been playing music for 10 years. It's a long-ass time.
Yeah.
Danny, how about you, brother?
Well, I started playing music in band with trumpet, but then I quickly was drawn to punk rock, and so I just liked to be able to express kind of pent up like feelings that I didn't really understand.
Definitely.
That were due to a bunch of conditionings and societal informing forces that I had to react with, kind of, and grow with.
Definitely express. Like because of the things that you've grown up and felt been somewhat injustice, and you see kind of the bigger picture, right? You understand these things, you want to inform people, you want to let them know that they don't have to buy that to feel better, they don't have to necessarily wear that mask as a as a metaphor to be the wholeness of who they are,
Yeah, that's definitely part of it. And I think building community through that realization is where work needs to be done.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
That's power. I feel like Santa Cruz is a really good spot to do that, too. I feel like you guys have a lot of supportive people that are down for what you guys are trying to do. Yeah, you guys are making, you're definitely making a buzz. You're definitely making a stir. Ian, my brother, how we doing, man?
Oh, good.
Beautiful.
I've been playing music for, about 12 years. I started,
nice.
Started in jazz groups playing tenor sax.
Okay.
And I think I was probably in sixth grade. I heard Bob Dylan, and I heard that song, Masters of War. And,
beautiful.
I mean, that was right around the time of the invasion of Iraq. And hearing
right.
that song and sort of starting picking up the acoustic guitar, it was pretty apparent that music and social protest had to go together in order to be meaningful in either capacities.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's awesome, guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw the people a little bit of bourgeois speedball, if you don't mind. This is If I Say, bourgeois speedball. You can check them out right now on soundcloud.com if you want to. Don't play along with me. But play it after the show. Check it out. Bourgeois speedball, If I Say.
Could you give us some of your political beliefs?
Kill everyone now. Condone first-degree murder. Advocate cannibalism. Eat shit. Filth are my politics. Filth is my life. Take whatever you like.
If it turns out this world really ain't meant to last, and the words that hold us here give way. Don't forget me when the buildings crumble to the ground. Don't forget me in this time of dying. If you say that what we do really don't do too much, and our hope is just some childish dream, the unfolding petal of our thought to bloom and grow, the unfolding shadow we return to. We'll be right back.
bourgeois speedboat. Love it, man. Love it.
You.
Such a fan. That's so cool. I have a few questions for you guys.
Shoot.
Very interesting sounds, like super super gnarly composure. You know, there's a lot of, obviously, like electronic music in today's world. And then there's a lot of like combination of, you know, live instrumental plus electronic. And I mean, this really is a combination of that, but something that I've never, ever heard before. I don't even know what to call it. Except I know that it gives me a great feeling when I listen to it. But if you could share with us how you guys compose the music, like how you make the sounds, like what is the heart of bourgeois speedball?
Sure. Well, a lot of the drum sounds are actually from either my field recording practice. So I have a microphone and I go around the city and urban environments and I find sounds and
Sweet.
I sort of take that
Dude,
and use
awesome.
That to use for drums. And then I also design sounds in this program called MaxMSP. So try and build the sounds from the ground up kind of deal. Rather than,
literally.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Literally from the ground up.
That's
right.
Awesome.
And then we have a mixture of electronic stuff and then guitar and singing. And
that's awesome. That's beautiful.
Yeah. And so like a big part of like the practice of field recording, you know, is to take sounds from the environment that, at least this is how I think about it, that have been meant and constructed and utilized in ostensibly the capitalist system, you know, the system that we're in, and have a specific purpose. We're built with, you know, certain forces, labor, capital, finance, and built and constructed to fit as a cog in this system.
Right.
So when you take something that's been meant for something and you take it for something else, you repurpose it and you use it for something, you know, beautiful like music,
right,
that at once, you know, is directly a product of the environment that you're, you know, repurposing it from.
Exactly. So it's like you're taking sounds from the very thing that repulses you and making something beautiful out of it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think that's a lot of where the political force of field recording and you know, composition and musical projects that are centered around that is found. I mean, making the extremely familiar, the familiar to the point that it's almost invisible, making that unfamiliar strange and new, and then thus being able to reflect on it and realize things about your current situation, the state of the world, the structure of your everyday life that you'd never be able to otherwise.
Absolutely. That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's really cool. I gotta ask, it's a very intriguing name. What was the inspiration for bourgeois speedball?
Well, I was riding my bike and it just sort of hit me one day.
Nice.
I was just
awesome.
Like, oh, bourgeois speedball, it sounds like a weird noise band. Yes. You know, it's kind of a silly name, right?
That's amazing.
And but I also think that there's something serious behind it, you know, like I think it's funny precisely because you're combining something, you know, bourgeois, which is like this high class elite culture, with something like speedball, which is ostensibly low culture, the poor, and sort of, I think that juxtaposition of things you wouldn't normally associate with is something that is, it's kind of funny, but it's also political in its own way.
Yeah, it definitely has its stance, you know, it has its, what am I looking for? It has its meat, you know, like it definitely holds power behind it is kind of what I'm looking for. Yeah. I love it. I love it. That's really cool. what type of, what type of genre, if you could classify it in one way or another? I mean, I see on the SoundCloud, it says, like lounge jazz, right? Right. Is that what we would call it? Like, but it's definitely not lounge. I mean,
that's kind of a
it's joke. Power. It's awesome. Like, it's so I mean, I know that we're not about classifications and whatnot, but if we could classify this into one like genre of music, what would you fit it into? Like, what kind of combination? Zanny's like, I don't even know.
Experimental folk.
I don't even
you know.
That's awesome.
But like experimental, like trip hop folk psychedelia.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't, it doesn't really even, that doesn't capture it.
It doesn't even like have it. Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Found sound. But, that kind of stuff.
You know, like part of like these songs, do have, you know, a traditional song form to them, which kind of makes it a little easier to digest, I would say. Yeah. Like, you know, like you're kind of like drawn into it based on your like conditioning to that song form, whether it be from the radio or like traditional folk songs. But it kind of draws you in this strange way and in this kind of like inverted.
Yeah. I mean, it uses the traditional song form and in order to, you know, like, thus, like, make it possible by the use of that form to invert that form, to once again defamiliarize that form, and to even sometimes explode that form.
Yeah, for sure.
To let the tensions within it. And
you can make the strangeness more palatable.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, certainly can.
Yeah, that's awesome. Guys, we're going to come straight into the next one. This is composite number one.
Yeah, so this is a song all from field recording.
So, real quick, before we get into composite number one, Bourgeois Speedball, SoundCloud, super sweet mode, we're going to explain what field recording is, right? Field recording is that... I'm going to take a guess, right? It's where you go, you take music from the outside world. How do you do it? I have no idea.
Yeah.
How do you do this? What is it? Let us know.
So you just, it's real simple. You get a microphone and a pair of headphones.
Does it have to be like a good style microphone?
Decent sound quality, you know, a certain sample rate. And you just kind of go around and you either observe sounds and record them or... you actively make a sound, right? Like recording your footsteps or like having a stick or something and hitting a trash can, something like that. So the idea is to sort of, you know, explore the urban environment and the sound of the urban environment.
Right. That's really amazing. So, do you guys only use sounds from the urban environment or do you guys kind of compose, like, on top of that, do you layer, like your own tones and frequencies and stuff. Yeah, so we do that.
Yeah, especially, I mean, when we play live, I mean, Ian is, they use like an MPC, which, you know, allows them to bring all of the field recordings into like a live and improvisational environment.
Okay.
And then from there, we overlay that with more conventional music.
Right. Yeah. Like,
so like one composition we have is based around chants from grad student worker struggles at UC Santa Cruz.
Okay. Like what do you mean by that? What are some of the struggles that you guys are, you know, that you guys are feeling, that you guys are talking about?
So, there's the grad students and also service workers on campus. And for grad students, there's many, many points of struggle. I mean, there's terrible...
class sizes.
Yeah,
basically just like...
They're completely overworked.
Really?
They're... Yeah. Completely underpaid, undocumented grad students are often threatened by the administration.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And wait, the undergrad students are threatened by the administration?
No.
Or, I'm sorry.
Undocumented grad
students. Undocumented grad students. What's, what, excuse my ignorance, what is an undocumented grad student?
Somebody who's immigrated and doesn't have either... citizenship or the proper documentation in order to, you know, be a grad student working in the university.
I see. Yeah. But that's like, I mean, that kind of goes against the whole idea of like, you know, everybody understanding that we're all connected, you know, that we're all like sharing this like source, this eternal source. And I guess essentially the more love we feel, the more compassion we feel for one another, the more understanding, right? The more that we come together and see that the things that are going on in our daily surroundings, right? As, you know, as shitty as they may be, we have the opportunity to change it, you know? And that's why you guys, Bourgeois Speedball, is making music like this. Because number one, it's catchy, right? It's very powerful when it's catchy. It's very powerful when you can hear it in the background and, like, kind of stop and then kind of walk over to it and be like, oh, like, what is this? Like, what's that playing? It's very seldom that you get that. And when you do, it's phenomenal. And you guys are definitely, you've definitely hit that mark of, you know, having an extremely unique sound that catches the ear automatically. Automatically. The first time I heard you guys, I was like, whoa! I was like, this is crazy. Like, I had no idea. I had no idea. Right. So, it's really cool. You guys are definitely doing powerful things. I love everything that you guys stand for. I feel like it's really, it's almost like our duty as individuals. If we see something that we recognize as, you know, not right, it's our duty to somehow, some way, convince ourselves to want to make a difference and to, you know, convince ourselves that it's going to be okay. And how do you make it okay? Is you make the music. You get the people interested. You know, you make the investment, right? And that's not in any way, shape, or form, you know, limited to financial. You know what I mean? I mean, every moment you're investing, you know, your time, your energy, your momentum, it's all, you know, it's all where you're putting your power. So, yeah, I really appreciate this. And I think that, you know, you guys already have quite a following. And I think that, you know, thousands of people, millions of people more are definitely going to hop on and see that that there's a powerful message behind everything you guys are talking about over here. We're looking at composite number one, Bourgeois Speedball. Some of that Bourgeois Speedball. it's my new favorite form of crack.
Oh, it's got
Bourgeois Speedball. I'm just messing around. If you guys want to call in live on the air, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. You're just tuning in with us. We got Bourgeois Speedball. You can check him out on SoundCloud. Just Google search that shit. It's okay. B-O-U-R-G-E-O-I-S. Speedball. Bourgeois Speedball. We got them in the studio. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Very powerful, powerful music. Definitely on the leading edge of creation. Over here, leading edge of creating a whole new momentum, a whole new style of music through the power of urban sounds, just like modern city, like banging on stuff and like making it sound really cool. And you know, it's just sweet. Like, you definitely got to check them out. So, Bourgeois Speedball, we've been together now for about 6 months, mm-hmm. right?
6 months,
mm-hmm. yeah. Made some clout, getting some clout going. What is your intention with the band? Where do you guys see yourselves in another 6 months? Where do you see yourselves in a year? Where do you want to be? What do you think you want to do?
Well, we're hoping to have a record finished by then.
Yeah.
An LP. And we just are finishing up our first tour on the West Coast.
Wow.
And hopefully when we have the record done, we can do another tour.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And I think musically, that's where we're hoping to be at, is a record and a tour, and to see where that takes us.
That's wonderful. Were you guys looking to get under a label specifically, or were you guys going to do it independently?
Independently.
Independently, yeah. That's cool. That's probably, you know, in today's world, you have such a phenomenal opportunity with the internet. You know, with just so many ways of mass communication, mass spreading of your music without necessarily a record label. You know, if you have fans, that's all you ever need, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the best experiences I think that we've ever had have just been, like, in a room full of people that are just there together and just, like, feeling it together, like, with us. And... Mm-hmm. You know, that's something that you can't really, that it's hard to build that kind of community feeling, that kind of shared understanding, like through some kind of external apparatus trying to pump your music in
for
in,
money.
And, yeah, for money, you know, explicitly for money. It's really hard to reconcile that too, like in living, like with living for, you know, your living needs versus, you know, what actually fulfills you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. For sure. For sure. Yeah. And there's, you know, there's a lot of people that are super willing to sell out on, you know, the drop of a hat. You know, if someone, you know, how many people want to make it big in music in today's world? And, you know, how many people are so willing to just, you know, essentially sell their soul for, you know, a few million dollar, you know, a year contract? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And as silly as it sounds, it happens super often, and it happens, you know, all these artists that you see, like, you have to think to yourself, you all right, brother? You all right? Dude, all good. We send our blessings here on the Vibration Station to you. God bless you, brother. but, you know, it's these artists that we see in the mainstream world are... You know, originally at one point they were really talented, you know, and they still are really talented, but like I'm sure that their heart at one point was in it, you know, maybe for the music. But then, you know, once somebody's introduced, you know, all the money that they ever thought, mm-hmm. you know, they could have, then it starts to change. And if you notice the content, obviously the sounds of the music change, but the content, the lyrical content of the music changes. It's no longer about, you know, helping and like being a part of a community and a family and a collective consciousness and, you know, rising to essentially create a better world, a better understanding, even if it's one community at a time, which then spreads out, you know, one community at a time. That's, you know, a drop in a river. It's like the you know,
the ripple effect.
The ripple effect, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm gonna think. Thanks, Montauk. Always got my back. So essentially, you know, that's really good that you guys are doing what you're doing and not willing to sell out when the time comes, you know? And that's really wonderful.
I mean, we're definitely willing to, you know, build relationships. With, like, meaningful relationships and, like, you know, a kind of, I hesitate to use the word grassroots, but, like, that kind of, you know, from the bottom up, extending outward.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, building community of, like, strong, you know,
people. Foundation. Which, like, yeah like, get the people that, like, you you know are going to be willing to get you to that next level, right? There's always a next level, right? Without going against anything that you guys stand for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Right. Yeah.
And I think a part of our, I mean, and you've touched on it for sure, is just that mainstream music culture tends to weed out innovative compositional structures, musical ideas, or even political content.
Absolutely.
And so I think for us, being very sort of critical of the way that art is appropriated and pushed towards making money for people, a lot of money, it tends to make music that is not as interesting or as creative. And so I think that was part of our, that's part of why we emphasize or are interested in sort of more DIY efforts, grassroots, is because there's a much more, it's more accepted to have more experimental inclinations.
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. And, you know, as time goes on and whatnot, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not going to say that there's, that the only way to make millions and millions of dollars through music is by selling out, because that's not true at all.
Not.
I mean, you know, I feel like most of the people that are, you know, multi-million dollar musicians are their own independent labels and are their own independent artists. I mean, for the most part, you know, and I mean, 100% of the time, it's the quality of the music is infinitely better. I mean, there's no comparison, you know, and there's, you're always going to have, you know, you're always going to have your avenues for, you know, which society kind of wants to program the youth and make them think a certain thing. And, you know, it revolves around money, it revolves around vibration, it revolves around controlling kind of, you know, if everybody stays dumb, then they stay in power. You know what I mean? That's essentially what it comes down to. And when people start to wake up and they start to see that there are alternate ways of approaching the human experience, there are, you know, things that are injustice, but if we start acting like they're not and we start playing the music that represents them not being injustice and we start, you know, really feeling not injustice and we feel the way that we know that we're meant to feel, I mean, that's going to make a change. That's going to make an impact. And, you know, I mean, that's why we do the show. You know what I mean? It's all about getting people to understand a higher vibrational lifestyle. And a vibration is, you know, is just like a state of mind. That's all it is. Vibration is just like the, you know, the state of mind that you're emitting, that you are letting yourself live in, you know? And, it's perspective is what it is. It's perspective. So, yeah, yeah. Guys, we got some power stuff. I want to, did you want to say something, Danny?
Yeah, I did. You know, like the concept of the vibration, you know, it's something that other, that forces, that powerful forces out there also have, you know, it's not something that's just contained within the mind, and it's something that, can be grown and kind of, you know, linked in harmony and expanded.
That's exactly
together.
Yes,
and you know,
yes,
like this musical project, it right. It's not just a musical project. Like,
right.
It's a political project. You know, it's a community building project.
Right.
And that's goes just how you were saying about building that vibration.
Right.
Across these
different
expansive forces.
It's exactly, brother. That's exactly what we're doing. It's a collective vibration, right? When you shed knowledge or when you shed insight, even just passion, right, about the way that you feel, that's inspiring. Like, for example, when like any artist, he could be your favorite artist or just some dude that you see on stage, but like when he's in the moment, when he's like channeling like that higher part of him that like is just knowing the music, like he's not thinking to himself like, oh, I'm gonna put my finger there, I'm gonna put my finger. No, it's just this like constant stream of energy that's just happening. I know you guys know what I'm talking about, right? Like, that's inspiring to the people that see that and feel that. That's why people get so involved, because they're tapping in to that person's passion. It's just a mirror of their own like wholeness, right? So, like, when they see somebody, like, we're all, I believe that we all truly are reflections, you know what I mean? Like, we're all part of this whole, you know, we're all just expressions of this whole, like, infinite unit of love, you know what I mean? And, like, you know, obviously, we tend to forget our source. That's what negativity is. That's what hatred is. That's what pain. That's what, that's why the people that are connected to the stream understand that if they come together and make the music, they can make a change, you know? But, like, when you see that artist like that, I mean, that is, that's, he's shedding knowledge to you, you know? Like, that artist that's in that moment is, like, showing you how to be greater, you know? And if he can do it, you can do it. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, if you guys can spread a message and really get something out there, I mean, you're literally fulfilling, you know, you're just fulfilling your life purpose, bro. That's just why you guys came here, you know? It's really cool stuff. So I'm going to hop into Foundational Mythologies. It's actually the song we opened with, but we didn't get to finish it. This was the one that actually first listened to. I was like, oh, this is really great. I really like this one. Check it out, guys. Foundational Mythologies.
Sun for a while, and the skin did melt off your face. Nothing vanished, our troubles they just piled up until they swallowed up this place. But if it's
is just delicious. It's just delicious music, guys.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to have you guys on the show. I want to hear the final wrap of, you know, everything you guys were doing. You guys were talking about, you know, just kind of giving a bit of a summary of you know, the whole kind of point of why you guys are making the impact that you are, you know?
Yeah. Well, as Danny and Ian both touched on extensively, it is essentially, as much as it is a musical project, it's a political project.
Right.
And for me, and I think for us all, that means it's also an ethical project. Politics without ethics, ethics without politics,
doesn't go together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't have one without the other. Or if you're going to have any sort of meaningful political force, yeah. So it, for me, what that means is both an ethics of intersectionality, recognizing as much as is possible both interconnectedness and difference.
Right.
The extreme interconnectedness of a globalized world with all of these various matrices of force and oppression all acting together, but also the incredible and often, you know, like irreducible differences produced by that very same system.
Yeah.
But also along with that, an ethics of hospitality.
Yeah.
Of openness to alterity, of openness to the other, and to difference.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, that's, I mean, you guys are just trying to, you're planting seeds to reap an abundantly understanding harvest, right? We're trying to just, you know, everything comes in seasons, I truly believe. Like, you know, everything has seasons. You know, women have seasons, men have seasons. We, you know what I mean? Like, we Mother Earth has seasons, you know. It's just, we are seasonal creatures, you know, like, you know, bears, humans. You know, bears go, and like, whatever, you know, hibernate and stuff on season. You know what I mean? Like, we're all, and we're all connected, you know what I mean? We're all super connected like that. So it's just, it's time for you, this season, right? Our season now is summer, right? We're gonna bring this light to the people that has always been there, but has been blocked by the pesticides, if you will. You know what I mean? So this is just like really the clear vision of a more loving, operating society. Yeah. And Bourgeois Speedball, we thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, man. I love you guys with all of my heart, definitely, always. And you guys are always welcome here on the Vibration Station. I want to thank you, my brother Danny. Thank you, my brother Daniel.
Thanks.
And thank you, my brother Ian, dude. Thank you, Sven, as well, who has been with us in spirit. We love you guys so much. Always sending you love, light, linen, liquid, gel-like appreciation from our hearts to yours. It's all the positivity and greatness. It's like an ocean of love. We just love you guys so much. Make sure to follow us, Good Vibe Station. We love you guys very much. We'll see you next Sunday. To the negativity, floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing, motherfucker, stop asking questions. You're so nosy, this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your words. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chillin' on the moon with the guitar, spittin' phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. And all the silly games like, will we used to play and see how fast we could smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other.